Anneskana Mariansen sin trauzvonnu Namluvim si hopu pöydu snidomu Anneskana Mariansen sin trauzvonnu Namluvim si hopu pöydu snidomu Hokkana zapireje smenev dala Na zeleni lotse mezi verbama Kane zapirej, že mě nevdala Na zelený louce mezi vrbama
Yeah, kicking off the show there with the Checkmates out of Dallas, one called the Festival Polka, otherwise known as Na Mariance. And with that, we say Vitami Vas and welcome to Czech Classics then and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. Dennis Swatek here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us for an hour or so as we're going to bring you some great Czech polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And like I said, we kicked that off with the Checkmates. I got a nice email from my buddy Don Main down in Corpus Christi. Featured the Checkmates on the last show, and he said he was really digging that band. So I told him I'd play another song for him, and it's just that easy, everybody. If you ever have a band you'd like to hear, or a song, or anything like that, all you gotta do is drop me an email, and boom, I'll play it for you. So, Don, I hope you enjoyed that. Let's get on into some music. Got a good show this week for you. Lots of music to get to, so let's start it. Here's Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman, and maybe the most succinct, aptly titled polka ever. It's called The Clarinet Polka on the Saxophone. Thank you.
Ești la vratise sni, te dobi večerni.
Ah, the legendary Romy Goss and his orchestra there. Do a little waltz time, one called Alone in the World, right before that, Little Wally. I always mess this band's name up. I don't know what it is. I have a mental block on there. Little Wally and the Michigan Dutchman doing the Morning Star Polka. Right before that, Ray Labage and the Country Boys doing the Meadowbrook Waltz. And like I said, we kicked that off with Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman. And one called the Clarinet Polka on the Saxophone. And that's exactly what it was. So one set down. We're going to roll on now. And I'm going to send a few songs out to Mr. Harlan Kubos. I'm not sure if Harlan is listening, but I had a nice talk with Harlan on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. He is a fantastic bass player. He's been playing bass since the 60s, 70s. Too many groups to even mention. But he had posted a video from YouTube of somebody playing the hammered dulcimer. And couldn't remember what the Texas bands were that used the hammer dulcimer. So I kind of fill him in, and we got to talking. And I had totally forgotten that Harlan used to play with Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman back in the 70s. And I was actually looking through and found an old album cover with him on the front of it back when he was still a teenager. He got a kick out of that. So I'm going to send this set out to Harlan and everybody else out there and feature a little hammer dulcimer music. And also a couple of tunes that he was actually playing bass on. So, going to kick this set off, like I said, a little hammered dulcimer time. Here's the Gil Bacha Orchestra, one called the Libusa, otherwise known as the Lovely Mary Polka Time. Thank you. Right, a couple of numbers there featuring Harlan Kubos on bass guitar with the Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman Band. Let's go back and recap. Like I said, we started off a little hammered dulcimer music from Gil Bacha, the Liebusch, otherwise known as the Lovely Mary Polka. And then, like I said, a couple of numbers featuring Harlan on bass back when he was just a teenager, I do believe. He's pretty young in that picture. From an album called A Tribute to Happiness, the Autumn Rose Landler. And then, of course, the Roaring Mountains Polka Time. And that's about going to do it for our first half hour. Man, the show is just flying by. So one more tune before we take a short break. Here's Das Große Kapell, otherwise translated into the Big Band. And that's what they were, pretty much a big band, kind of a jazz band, mainly made up of high school kids. They used to perform down at Schwamkrags Garden, a restaurant down in New Braunfels, and this features our buddy Joey Schwab on tuba, I do believe, back when he was a teenager. So here we go, waltz time from Das Große Kapell and the When We Parted Waltz.
Thank you.
right. Kicking off the second half hour there with, of course, the You Light Up Polka, courtesy of Die Deutschen Alder, which is a German group out of San Antonio for a while. And that's actually from a cassette they recorded in 1986 called Sesquicentennial Sounds. It was recorded for, of course, the Texas Sesquicentennial 150-year anniversary birthday. And features all different kinds of music from all different cultures. It's a really cool kind of CD. I want to thank Don Main for loaning me that one. Rolling on into the second half hour of Czech Classics In and Out here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. And I'm going to give you a little preview coming up. Like I mentioned last time, our band, the Czech Melody Masters, are about to get knee-deep into Oktoberfest season. And by the time the next show comes around, we'll have already performed three dances in 2 days. We're going to start out on Saturday, October 1st, down in Fredericksburg for their big weekend-long Oktoberfest celebration. We're going to be playing from 2 to 4, then immediately pack up and race back to Austin. And from 7 o'clock to 11, we're going to be playing for the Sangerunde Hall Members Oktoberfest, which is open to the public. So any of you guys in Austin, you're welcome to come on out. There's information on our Facebook page about how to get tickets or pay at the door or whatever. And then on Sunday, I'm so looking forward to this. Have not played down there in years and years. Going to be playing at the Hosteen Picnic. Hosteen, about halfway between LaGrange and Schulenburg, kind of in between on that little FM road that goes out there. And one of the great, great church picnics in Texas. Nice fall picnic. The weather's starting to get cool. And a couple of great things. First, we're going to be playing with the fantastic Doika Brothers. We play from 11 to 3. The Doika Brothers play from 4 to 8. Can't wait to see those guys. And also, Francis, our accordion player, is actually going to be in the Czech Republic at the time. So we have recruited all-around world-famous, one of the best piano players in Texas and anywhere, for that matter. Mr. Buddy Baim is going to come sit in with us on piano. So I'm really looking forward to that. He is a fantastic player, and you're going to hear why in just a minute. Going to feature a couple numbers recorded live down at the Bill Moraz Ballroom featuring Buddy Baim on piano with us. And then a number from the Doika Brothers, kind of give you a little preview of the Hosteen Picnic. So kick things off. Here's Czech Melody Masters, a little live music, one called Okolo Mesečko, Around the Moon Polka Time.
Okolo měsíčko kola se dělají. Okolo měsíčko kola se dělají. A te naše paneky, a te naše paneky tisíce let dají. A te naše paneky, a te naše paneky tisíce let dají. Zelerají, samé jest nemají. Tisíce lerají, samé jest nemají. Jeď ty jedné šatečky, jeď ty jedné šatečky, hor na sobě mají. Jeď ty jedné šatečky, jeď ty jedné šatečky, hor na sobě mají. Thank you. to nas grobi. Nedjeli na ulici, nedjeli na ulici, para do njelaji. Nedjeli na ulici, nedjeli na ulici, para do njelaji.
Jen Aneška moje mila, jedna jina je naneška moje mila. Pepičku rozmili ste trošku opili. Zostaňte tady u nás, a ja dám pozor na vás. Zostaňte tady u nás, a ja dám pozor na vás.
Brothers there doing the Happy Joe waltz, of course, Pepichko. And like I said, we kicked that off with a couple numbers from our own band, the Czech Melody Masters. Give you a little preview of what you're going to hear down at the Hosteen Picnic on October 2nd, Around the Moon Polka, and then a little country time featuring the fantastic piano playing and vocals of the one and only Buddy Baim. So really looking forward to seeing Buddy. I have not seen him in many, many years, and looking forward to having him sit in with us, and also looking forward to playing with the Duyka brothers. Hopefully they get there a little early and maybe sit in a couple numbers with us. We may sit in with them. You never know what's going to happen, so make plans on being down there on October 2nd in Hosteen. Back to polka time now. Here's Tony Janak and his polka band from just down the road in Sweet Home, and the old Kronoshek Komok March, the Colleen Colleen Polka.
Thank you. smile, sweetheart, smile for me. Smile, sweetheart, smile. We'll be together in just a while. So please let me see your smile, sweetheart, smile for me. Sweetheart, smile for me. Smile, sweetheart, smile. We'll be together in just a while. So please let me see your smile, sweetheart, smile for me.
Thank you.
Banks Melody Masters there from Crete, Nebraska, doing one called It's Your Fault. Right before that, the Czech Harvesters doing the old favorite Smile, Sweetheart, Smile. And like I said, we kicked that off with Tony Yannock and his band doing the Colleen Polka featuring the late Leonard Dozulek on trumpet there. And with that, our time is just about up. So I do appreciate you hanging out and checking out the show for the last hour. I do appreciate it again. And we'll be back in another week with some more great music. Going to leave you with the Mahoning Valley Button Box Club, a little polka time, one called The Last Night Polka. Like I said, once again, come see us if you can that first weekend in October. Going to be all over the place, so a good chance for you to stop by and say hi if you happen to be in Fredericksburg or Austin or Hosteen. But that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you back next week. Everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye.
But that was last night, it won't be tonight. For the words you spoke were only in my dreams. So baby, last night, we danced until the morning light. Last night, we kissed and held each other tight. But that was last night, it won't be tonight. For the love we shared was only in my dreams.
Everybody, Dennis here for the after show. Thank you for sticking around. As you can tell, my voice is much, much better. It's amazing what some amoxicillin can do. And as Don Main mentioned, a little bit of alcohol doesn't hurt either. Did use a few hot toddies while I was recuperating. And, of course, going to the UT game this last week. Got to see some of my cousins. We hung out at the Posse right north of campus and had a few beers. And that kind of made my throat feel a little better as well. So doing much, much better now. Oh, wow, man, let me tell you. So I get home from work, and this is why I do these shows. I pick out the music at work, and I come home, and I record these little sound things, and the house is hot as hell because I, you know, don't want to have a $500 electric bill. So I have the air conditioner running, I have the ceiling fan going, but when I record these little bits, I try to turn that off to get rid of the sound. You know, you can hear the fan and stuff in the background, which you can hear now because I actually turned it back on, because just recording the 7 or 8 minutes for the regular show, I am sweating like a pig, man. I'm at that point in the year, the late summer, I always get that way where it doesn't take anything to get me start sweating. And once I do, I just don't stop. I mean, I'm like a just I'm surprised I don't get dehydrated as much as I, how much sweat as I lose. But anyway, so yeah, I'm cooling off now, and you may hear a little bit of the fan or the air conditioner in the background. I apologize for that. But hope you enjoyed the show. You know, I just blab. You know me. This is my chance to kind of wind down and let you guys know what's going on with everything. After show, I haven't really picked out any music, but it's going to be some more kind of modern country music. I'm not sure if I'm going to do strictly alt country, which is bands like the Old 97s and Wilco, bands like that. I kind of maybe kind of ease into that because those are pretty radical, some of those bands at times. So I may do kind of a mixture of that and then some more modern, more kind of traditional stuff like Dwight Yoakam, stuff like that. I haven't really picked out the music yet, but I think you will enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed the Herb Alpert last time. I'll probably do some Maynard Ferguson in a couple of weeks for you trumpet players out there. And or just some, you know, I've got like a, have all these little subdivisions on my hard drive of different music. And I've got one that's like lounge. It's kind of like lounge slash jazz, big band kind of stuff. And, you know, so I've got like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and stuff like that on there, Sammy Davis Jr. and other stuff. It's so I may feature some of that, you know, from time to time. But for this one, I think I'm going to do a little more modern country music. So I hope you enjoy it. And hope everybody's doing good out there. It's going to be fall by the time this show ends and the next one starts. So I'm glad about that. Hopefully the cool weather will follow. But that's going to do it for this week. Thanks for hanging around, and I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
Hey, wake up. Your eyes weren't open wide. For the last couple of miles, you've been swerving from side to side. Spill my beer. If you don't learn how to steer,
bags of red and gold. But November's come and gone, now they're lying in the gutter and long ago. They're gonna make their way out to the ditch or someday to the sea. They'll get to where they're going without the help of you or me. And if each life is just a grain of sand, I'm telling you, man, this grain of sand is mine. And it's true that old world near as hard as you tell me that I'm supposed to. I don't run as fast as I could, but I live just the way I want to, and that's the way I should. But I live just the way I want to, and that's the way I should.
Someday I'm going.